Hey there, friends. Welcome to a preview of Life Audio's The Walk, Devotionals for Worshippers. I'm thrilled to share an episode featuring the insightful John Reddick. In this episode, John, a seasoned songwriter and worship leader, dives deep into the struggle we all face, the fear of personal weakness, and that others will see and judge us for those weaknesses. It's an honest conversation about what it means to live in God's grace. John's words resonated with me, leaving me feeling inspired and empowered to journey forward with God, regardless of my shortcomings. I believe you'll feel that same connection when you tune in. Please check out the show notes after listening to subscribe to The Walk and see other episodes with folks like Shane and Shane, Lecrae, and more.
Welcome to The Walk, a devotionals podcast led by worship leaders. In this episode, John Reddick tells a story about taking care of his grass. Here we go.
This last year, and this is this is a little funny because it's not that big of a deal, but this last year I was super irritated because I was trying to get my grass to be green. It was a thing. I was like, man, I just moved in this neighborhood and I'm like, I want my grass. I get it. I know the whole grass is greener thing, but I literally wanted my grass to be green. And I knew that I'd be in and out of town. And so I was like, I'm going to hire somebody to do it and all this different stuff. and so I hired this person to do it. And I realized that I was kind of getting a little frustrated because it wasn't, I would see brown splotches here and brown splotches there. You know, at first it was green, and then I just started, as the sun started coming out, I would see these splotches. And I remember kind of being like, this is not cool. And it really kind of hit me in a hard way, even though it's just grass. But for me, it was hard in that moment because, to be honest, I do have these battles with shame. And so I have to find the healthy side of shame and not let the unhealthy side of shame kind of take me down and kind of push me into a prideful place and all these different things. And so for me in that moment, if my grass wasn't green enough, then I was the thing I was playing in my mind was that, man, it's going to say something about me and they're going to think I'm this or that. So it messed with me. It's just grass, but it messed with me. And I remember coming outside one day and literally as I was in my mind saying, man, this, I might have even been on the phone being like, I can't believe this blah, this blah, 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 blah. And right as I walked outside, my neighbor said, they were in a huddle with each other and they said, we were just talking about how amazing your grass is. And it wasn't one of those, like, we're going to tell you this, like, passive aggressive thing so you can get it together. It was like they were genuine about it. And I was thinking to myself, oh. And I remember, like, sometime that day I had backed into my driveway. But in order to back in, you know, you kind of have to pull up, you know, and you get to look over and see the grass. And for the first time, I noticed that it really did look green from the street. And that, it kind of messed with me. I was like, I can't see what I had been seeing the entire time. And I remember just being kind of flabbergasted. And as I studied about, you know, one reason is because, you know, I'm standing right over it. But then I started realizing that light has a lot to do with how people see your grass being greener than you do when you're standing right over it. And it's funny because the blade itself, the grass blade itself, it absorbs. So when the sun is coming down, it absorbs all the light except for the green. That is what it reflects. And it's funny that in life, a lot of times, we see all these splotches in our lives. We see all these potholes and all these different things that we think everybody else is looking at. But when God is using our gifts and God is using us, God is letting his light shine down on us, and what reflects out to the others is really us pointing up to him, is really the things that he wants to give out to others, whether it's hope or whatever the message is in that moment. But like, so I, for myself, I had to realize, man, there are a lot of places in my life that I wish were green, but that's not the way life is. Life has made it where we all have these splotches, but our King has made it where his light is not only shining down on us and we're absorbing all these other things, but it's also reflecting this beautiful color of, people see green as growth, right? He's reflecting this beautiful color of growth out into the world. And so as he's shining down on us, we are absorbing his goodness, and we are able to reflect the beauty of our King, and the rest of the world gets to see the beauty. And at the end of the day, it's not about the spots at all. It's all about what people are seeing that God can do in each of us.
In the second half of this episode, John reminds us how there's nothing we can do to escape being human, and how exciting it is when God redeems our weaknesses and our failures.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, so I want to read this scripture from 2 Corinthians. It's the 12th chapter. It's verse 9 and 10. And I love a lot of different translations. One of my favorites is this English Standard Version, the way they say it, the way they dig in. It says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" For when I am weak, then I am strong. Man, I love how God is almost telling us in the end, there's actually nothing you can do to escape being human. Like, you, that's just the way life is until God comes back for us. But until then, everything that we have, there's an upside to it, right? So when, if you talk about your emotion, I was talking about shame, which is one of those emotions, and I was talking about the upside of shame. There's a downside to shame, where if you walk through it in an unhealthy way, it leads to these toxic things, right? Or there's a downside to hurt. Or there's a downside to sadness, you know. Sadness can lead you into depression if you're not careful. Or fear can lead you into rage if you're not careful. You know, there are all these downsides, but there are these upsides to these things where fear can lead you into wisdom, or shame can lead you into understanding that, yes, you are human, which means you do have flaws, which means, but there is one more perfect. There is one who is perfect, you know. And so there are these upsides to these things that we feel that God gets to redeem. God is redeeming all of these things. And we get to keep pointing to him, because he is the one that is over us all. And he is the one who is loving us through all of these different things. So those spots those spots that we feel, whether they're representing, you know, feelings or mistakes or failures or sins, you know, any of the things that God has already told us are human, God still redeems those things. I think one of the best things, one of the most, I say best, maybe even just beautiful things that we get to do as humans is to lean on Jesus. I'm reminded of, we call it the prodigal son, but in Hebrew they call it the running father. It's nothing that, it doesn't matter what the son was doing. There's nothing that the son can do to gain enough goodness. There's only what the father does by running to him and giving him his goodness. And so in the same way God chases after us with his light, we absorb that goodness and we get to reflect his beauty. So the rest of the world can say, oh, well, what is that those people over there have? It's the beauty that God has given us. You know, it's the goodness that God surrounds us with. And so I'm thankful that we serve a king who is perfect. I'm thankful that we serve a king who is sure of himself. So when we are not, we get to lean on him and we find that sure, solid feeling in him. I'm thankful that we serve a king who knows all about joy. So when we're walking through the hard times, we get to lean on him through hope and find joy through that way, because happiness won't last us that long, but joy can sustain us because it's the joy that we find in God with our hope, like leaning on him. So I just want to encourage anybody and everybody that even hears this, that we serve a God who simply can and will and does. So I want to close by encouraging you and saying there will be spots. That's human. There will be feelings about the spots that we have. That's human. But when we zoom out and look to where our light comes from, we realize that God already took those spots to the cross, and he's loving us through every single spot that we will ever have. And he's using those spots for his glory so that the rest of the world, who also has these individual spots, can be pointed to our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
It's so good to be reminded of the glory and majesty of our Father, who can cover over our sin, our shame, our spots, with love and reflect glory out into the world. Thank you, John, for your contribution to our podcast. John is not only one of the worship leaders at Church of the City here in Franklin, Tennessee, but he's also an artist and a songwriter. His recent song, God Turn It Around, is perfect to button up the concepts covered in this episode of how God uses us in spite of our weaknesses. So we'll play out the episode with that song. Here's God Turn It Around.
Right now, he is moving mountains, making Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reason podcast show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.